Good morning. On Tuesday, April 25th, we got kicked around in hockey yesterday. That doesn't happen very often. Actually, it's almost never happens. All right, so what are we going to do today? Let's go with baseball. Going to give you the last game of the day. There's four plays today in MLB. You can find these at Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Patreon at Score Projections as a website. There's four of them, but I'm going to give you one. KC visiting Arizona. We're taking Arizona minus 145. There's very few reasons to bet on Kansas City, and betting them on the road is even less of a reason to do that. The price is not a ton of value, but it is value. That's the key here in baseball. Arizona minus 145. That means it's almost a 60% chance you give Arizona to win, and I give them a 65% chance to win. So there's value there, because actually minus 150 is 60%. I'm giving them 65, and it's actually only minus 145. So it is a play. Let's go with that one, and then let's move on to the NBA. That's somewhat of a joke. There's a square play available here, so I'll just give it to you. Now, the sharp play, in theory, would be to take all the teams plus the points. I don't think that's smart today. The square play is taking all the favorites minus the points. And we're not going to go strictly that way. Although I do believe if you take all of them for a small play, you'd probably end up covering two out of the three. I just don't think it's an underdog day today. I'm not going to do that either. Here's what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you adjusted lines. Boston minus 8. Atlanta's basically done. So Boston minus 8, Denver minus 2.5, Phoenix minus 6.5, and a three-team adjusted, probably because those are obviously adjusted lines. We're getting plus 125 for the trifecta. We're going to only do it for half-size bet because, again, this is just, it's, you don't have to bet it. It's really, I'll play it because I'm giving it out and I don't give out things I don't play. But it's only half a unit. And just, I guess, heed the words I'm saying there. Doesn't mean I'm right, but I don't think it's an underdog day. You might have success laying all the favorites. I prefer not to do that. If we can get all the favorites with an adjusted line in the vicinity of, well, there's above and below half of the normal line at plus money, that seems like a valuable play. All right, and then we've got three plays. That's the only thing in basketball, so there's no reason for you to join up for the Score Projections Patreon site for that. Now I've got three NHL. I'm going to give you the last one, and it just so happens to be the best one because it's the last one. I'm not trying to shoot myself in the foot and not get you guys over to Patreon, but if that's what I've been doing is giving you the last game of the day, then that's what I'm going to do. All right, there's three total. And again, this one's the best one, but we had to cobble together value to get there. It's a 1.5 unit play total. Don't overlook the other ones. If I've had a down day in hockey, which I did yesterday, it's more than likely going to bounce back in a good way. I mean, you can do your own handicapping. Handicap the handicapper. Is he cold all of a sudden? Or will the season-long beat down on NHL and the playoff-long beat down on NHL continue? I think you know what the answer to that is. The trend is clearly the beat down will continue. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't want you to overbet this because you think I'm going to be due for a bounce back. That would not be logical. It's just a nice, flat, even betting here. We do half units, units, 1.5 units, and sometimes a little more. All right. So here's what we're doing. Half of a unit on Edmonton, minus 1.5 at plus 110. These guys are primed. They came back from the 3-0 deficit and took it to the Kings, 5-4. Did take overtime to get there after they tied it up 3-3. It was 0-3 in the first period, 3-0 in the second. Then they gave up the first goal in the third. And it took them most of the period to tie it up. And then they got it done in overtime. It's 2-1 overtime for LA. It's 2-2 for the series, though, because Edmonton won a 4-2 game at home. Here we are back in Edmonton, and 4-2 does seem logical again. It could be very high scoring. The different, you know what? Here's the thing. there's a goalie issue now. Skinner has been locking it down for Edmonton, and then he gave up the 3 goals on 11 shots on goal in the first period. They pulled him, put Jack Campbell in there, who actually did extremely well, gave up 1 goal the rest of the way. Now, he's the guy that was supposed to be the starter. They're paying him as a starter. Instead, they have a rookie who's been much better as the starter. So, does the rookie lose his confidence? They go back to the rookie. They put Campbell out there. Do they pull a goalie early? This could be a situation where they're both trying to earn their stripes, so to speak, and they lock it down, in which case we're going to be looking for most of the scoring to come from Edmonton. Or it could be a situation where LA knows, hey, if we go down 3-2 here, we're probably done. So it's a lot of offense. Typically, that would be defense, though, when you're doing that. So this is the total is an unknown. So there's no bet on the total, but I'm going to have some action here coming up on adjusted totals. So again, Edmonton by 1.5, so 2 or more, plus 110 per half unit. Now Edmonton by 1.5 and over 5.5 at plus 175 per half unit. So again, you can see I'm confident in Edmonton winning the game and it not going to overtime this time. Is there anything preventing it from going to the fourth overtime in 5 games? No. That's why we're getting the plus money. All right. And then the last one, last half of a unit, is Edmonton just to simply win and over 4.5 at minus 150 per half unit again. Why would, I would have put 2 units on this game if I could get Edmonton to win and over 4.5 at something like minus 135 or better. I'd have 2 units on this game, period. So if you want the most likely one to win, the odds are telling you which one, but minus 150, and that is not an unreasonable amount to pay. The problem is there is a possibility that LA could win this game. They're a really good team. I mentioned in the previous podcast with Edmonton 2 days ago that we wouldn't worry about Edmonton winning, that they would. But the other side of the coin was that if they did lose and went down 3-1, I would take a small bet on them in this series. Edmonton still win this series if they fall behind 3-2 here. The problem is then they have to go to LA to steal one back to even it up, and then they come home for the deciding factor. And I think that would happen, and you'd be getting a great price on it. So again, we're not jinxing ourselves, we're just laying out the scenarios here. I do believe this is an Edmonton win, though, and different from the previous game when I wasn't predicting a 2-goal victory, I am this time. I think it's over for LA, and I'm not overlooking the fact that they have a decent goalie and a really, I might even say, is it fair to say a great team? They're in the playoffs. Have a decent record. Good to great team. There you go. Edmonton, yeah, we shouldn't use great so loosely. We can call Boston great. I think we can safely say that. I think you should probably call Edmonton, whatever. Let's not get into the semantics of the thing. Edmonton wins by 2 or more, and there you have it. So Edmonton by 1.5, Edmonton by 1.5, and over 5.5 at plus 175, and Edmonton to win and over 4.5 at minus 150. If you feel like you want a guaranteed winner, I shouldn't use that term either. If you want a really good chance of winning, Edmonton to win and over 4.5 at minus 150, take the dang thing for 2 units. You're paying 3 units to win 2. So in other words, you, again, winning 2 or losing 3. That's about as big as I would ever get in this kind of game. And this allows Edmonton to win it in an overtime or just in regulation where LA hung tight at the end and only to 5 goals, which I think is a very high chance of happening. So there you have it. That's all the plays. Best of luck.